AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As tensions rise between Russia and the West over Ukraine, the White House says Russia was behind cyber attacks targeting Ukraine's defense ministry and major banks. Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger says expect more cyber attacks from Russia, maybe targeting the U.S.
There are no specific or credible cyber threats against the homeland, but we're making clear that we're preparing for that in case of any contingencies.
The National Archives says 15 boxes of White House records stored at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida contained items marked as classified national security information. The Justice Department has been asked to investigate. Former police officer Kim Potter was sentenced to 2 years in prison for the shooting death of Dante Wright during a traffic stop in Minnesota.
Dante Wright's mother, Katie, says she's disappointed by the sentence.
The justice system murdered him all over again.
26-year Brooklyn Center police veteran Kim Potter received a 2-year sentence after being convicted in December of first and second degree manslaughter for the shooting death of 20-year-old Dante Wright, who was black. She could have received up to 7. Potter says she confused her handgun for a taser in a struggle during a traffic stop. In her sentencing, Hennepin County Judge Regina Chu said there were mitigating circumstances.
She never intended to hurt anyone.
Family members, including Dante's father, Aubrey Wright, spelled out their anguish at the sentencing hearing.
Everything we do as a family ends in tears.
Potter addressed the family.
I am sorry I broke your heart.
I'm Jennifer King.
Governor Gavin Newsom says a new bill in California would allow private citizens to go after gun makers in the same way Texas targets abortion providers.
If Texas can use a law to ban a woman's right to choose and to put her health at risk, we will use that same law to save lives.
Gun owners say they would challenge if it became law. This is AP News. Russia is planning drills of its strategic military forces.
The Russian Defense Ministry has announced new war games amid Western fears that Moscow might be preparing to invade Ukraine. The ministry says Russian President Vladimir Putin will personally oversee Saturday's exercises, which will involve multiple practice launches of intercontinental ballistic missiles and cruise missiles, adding that it had planned the maneuvers some time ago to check the readiness of Russia's military command and personnel, as well as the reliability of its nuclear and conventional weapons. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Supreme Court is giving the Biden administration a quick hearing on its effort to scrap a Trump-era border policy that makes asylum seekers wait in Mexico for hearings in U.S. immigration court. The justices agreed to hear the administration's appeal of lower court rulings that forced it to reinstate the Remain in Mexico policy. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.